This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report podcast. You know, I've been doing these podcasts since 2015. The first few years weren't that big. It's actually grown now to where I just got the statistics that I'm up to 14.3 million downloads, which I think is pretty incredible when you consider that this is not my main job. I do it as a platform. I do it to communicate with people like you. And I talk about the different people that I run into. I have a very interesting job. I have the privilege of knowing most of the Christian leaders, to have my finger on the pulse of what God is doing, and also the finger on the pulse of what's happening in our country. In fact, that's why I wrote my most recent book, God and Cancel Culture. And today I'm going to talk to you about some things having to do with the Great Reset and the World Economic Forum, and some things that are, frankly, if you're a conservative Christian, or if you're just a conservative, period, if you're just a patriot, is kind of scary. And you don't want to miss this. Stay tuned. I'm going to share some very interesting things, and then I'm going to talk about Clay Clark's reawakening tour.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Well, welcome back, everyone. This is new for me to do video. We've done video a few times. Generally, when I had a really kind of famous guest like General Michael Flynn or Mike Lindell, people like that, I've done podcasts with Eric Metaxas and just different ones. We put them on our website, but we had no real strategy. So now we're making the leap, and I'm going to do all of my podcasts on video on a new YouTube channel. We will post them daily on our own website, and we'll also, of course, do the audio. You know, audio podcast. I was talking to somebody this week about it. In fact, it was a person from radio, and we were talking about how podcast is kind of the new radio. You know, before people would turn radio on to listen to what they call drive time, and, you know, it'd be news and interesting guests, but you kind of took your chances. With the podcast, hey, if you like Joe Rogan, you download him and listen to him on the way to work. If you like Steve Strang, you can download the Strang Report. And a lot of people do. I'm amazed at how every single month, every one of my nearly 1,000 podcasts is downloaded by somebody. And some of them are really old. And in the early days, you know, when I was just kind of trying to figure out and find an audience, I don't think they were that good. Or maybe I should say that the new ones are better. One of the people that I've actually had some very interesting podcasts with is Clay Clark. Now, he has a very good podcast of his own. He calls it Thrive Time. It's kind of a takeoff, of course, of Drive Time. He's from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I recently saw a documentary about him called Reawaken. And, you know, he's a very dynamic individual. Many of you know him. You could check out the podcast that I've done on the Strang Report. He talks very fast. He's going. He works long hours. He has built a very successful business. And on his podcast, he would sort of make the promise that he would not talk about religion and he would not talk about politics, mainly because, you know, both of these are very controversial topics. But, you know, as things happened around COVID mainly, of where things were being shut down, and he started researching. He's a marvelous researcher. And he started looking that, you know, the government was lying to us about this. And he started talking podcasts about it and was building this huge audience. In fact, I've been on his podcast several times talking about my book, the most recent being God and Cancel Culture. And I was just fascinated with him. Well, about a year ago, he started having these faith or these health and freedom big rallies, I'll call them. And people were coming from all over. It was standing room only, and they had a huge crowd on live streaming. And I watched one of the first ones in Tulsa. Later on, he connected with General Flynn, or actually General Flynn, I think, was involved from the very, very beginning. But I think that he maybe took a higher profile, and he said they needed to call them Reawaken America tour, and they've had 9 of them. I've had the privilege of being on stage for 4 of them. The first one I was at was in, and they'd already been going. They'd had 3 or 4 at that time. It was in Grand Rapids, and then later Colorado Springs, and then later Dallas, Texas, and Phoenix. I'm actually going to be on it next week. Now, I realize people listen to this a long time later. I'm recording it on March 1st. I'm actually going to be there on March 11th. It's in San Diego. I just got word today I'm on at 10:30 a.m. It starts that morning, so I'll be one of the first speakers. The last one in Phoenix, I was supposed to be on about 5 o'clock, and I was actually on about 7 o'clock the last night, and everybody was tired, and a lot of people had already slipped away, so I'm kind of looking forward to being on the other end. And I hope that if you haven't gone to one of these things, that you'll plan to do it. They're having one in Oregon. I don't remember the exact dates. They're going to have one in South Carolina. But you can always see it on streaming. In fact, we've been streaming it on our charismanews.com website. And it's free. And you can watch what you want to. Later on, you can watch it on YouTube if you're not able to watch it live. But I just encourage you to do that, because he's got a wide variety of speakers. Everyone seems to be better than the one before. Recently, he had Eric Trump and some other very high-profile people. Robert Kennedy Jr., who is, you know, he's a liberal. But yet, he has really sounded the alarm because of these vaccines and some of the other things that are happening. Now, there's some very scary things going on. And recently, I talked to Clay Clark, and we started talking about this book by Klaus Schwab. Now, you may remember him, that he's the chairman of the World Economic Forum. And there are strategies that are very scary. In fact, he wrote a book. It's called COVID-19, The Great Reset. And they outline how they're going to take all this stuff with COVID and the mandates and the vaccines and the emergency powers that governments got, not only in the United States, but in Europe, in Canada, Australia, and New Zealand are two of the worst countries, in my opinion. I've actually done podcasts with some Australians about how repressive their government is. And they're calling this the Great Reset. They're going to set, do you remember that commercial where they had a big reset button and they would hit the reset button? I guess we all do that, of course, when our computers crash or something like that. And sometimes in our lives, things are not going in the right direction. We have to set. In fact, when you come to Christ, that is the biggest reset of all. But getting back to the politics, you know, a lot of times they use good words, high-sounding words. It's, you know, they'll talk about peace. They'll talk about free trade across borders. They talk about governments cooperating. But there's an agenda. Now, not very often do I do these, we call them direct to mic, or now it's direct to camera as well, podcasts, but I'm not going to totally unfold it in this podcast, but we're going to talk about it. I'm going to bring guests on. I'm going to bring up things from my book, God and Cancel Culture, because I talk about a lot of this stuff. We talk about COVID. We talk about how it's almost a communist conspiracy. And I'm not the only one saying these things. And the body of Christ needs to wake up. In fact, somebody told me that a Christian leader that I have a lot of respect for and I've known a long time talked about me at one of their, they had some big conference of pastors. I said, well, what in the world did he say? And he said that you're a watchman. And I appreciated that. I thought it was a high compliment. Now, I know that there are ministries that even have the word watchman in their name. And they're usually prophetic type ministries or even end times ministries. I don't see myself that way. I see myself as a journalist. I was trained as a journalist at the University of Florida. I worked in secular journalism early in my career. I decided it was not for me. It was very liberal even then. And as a Christian journalist or as a Christian who was a journalist, I wanted to use my gifts. I wasn't a preacher. I'm not a singer, at least not publicly. I love to worship, but I wanted to serve God, and the Lord opened up an opportunity for me to start a little magazine called Charisma. Magazines were big back in the day. Thank God a lot of people still like magazines. But, I mean, magazines were the websites of the day. Now, I started in the 70s. Think about it. The 70s, we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have personal computers. Literally. So if an advertiser wanted to reach a certain demographic, they would advertise in a magazine, whether it was a magazine for women or for athletes or people interested in business. And there are a lot of magazines for Christians, maybe of various denominations. And, you know, some of the magazines are still around, mainly Christianity Today and now Charisma. And people that wanted our content would subscribe to the magazine and it was mailed to them. You know what I'm talking about. Nowadays, the web does so much better. It's instant. At Charisma, we reach millions of people online that we would have never even been able to find to subscribe as a magazine. Let me just say that there is still a value of Charisma. I don't have one right here, but it's behind me. You know, there's something tactile, turning the pages, you know, the pretty spreads, all that kind of stuff. And I believe that you need it in your home. And it's relatively inexpensive. You know, it's like $20 or something. I mean, we have different, if you look around on our website or even in the magazine itself, you'll find different prices. But to have it, to be able to share it, to be able to curl up and read it, you know, either on the porch swing if you're outside and the weather's nice or in front of the fire at home, there's something about it. And it's a very important part of what we still do at Charisma Media. And obviously, you can tell I'm a magazine guy. I love magazines. But getting back to the website and everything that's happening, we do see ourselves as a watchman, not only on politics. In fact, I get criticized for being, quote, too political. I believe that those critics and others are too passive. You know, we're like ostriches sticking your head in the sand. Not, I mean, even the Bible talks about that the sinners, or the ungodly, I guess they would have been called in the scriptures, were smarter sometimes than the children of light. They would at least look at the sky and be able to predict the weather based on what the sky looked like. And a lot of Christians look at the signs of the times, or somebody said it's the time of the signs, and don't see what's happening. But there is something building toward a one world government. And the Bible predicts this. And maybe in one of my later podcasts, we'll do a deep dive on it. Speaking of deep dive, I'm inviting Clay Clark to be on my podcast. We're going to start doing them via Zoom, you know, with the split screen on that. Many of my podcasts are done with people outside where I live. If we do it in the podcast studio, we do it over the telephone. Now I'm starting to do it on video. I hope you'll support this by watching the video, telling people about it. We're kind of in, should I say, alpha stage, or maybe we're in beta stage now because we've done it a few times, but we're going to accumulate it on YouTube. There are some video podcasters who have huge, huge numbers. People seem to like it. We're still going to keep hammering audio podcasts. It's very important. You can listen to it in the car. You can't watch a video in the car, of course. And my numbers now, I'm just this far under 1 million downloads for the Strang Report since the first of the year. That's in January and February. We missed it, I think, by 10,000. And of course, within 24 hours, we'll have more than that. But I just wanted to give you that update. And I believe it's because I'm building a following. I want to build a much bigger following. I have the privilege, like I said earlier, to know a lot of people. I'm interested in a lot of different things. I've lived long enough now to have experienced a lot of things. And also, I believe that the kind of journalism that we produce here at Charisma Media is the kind of thing that the body of Christ needs. The body of Christ needs to wake up, in my opinion. And that's why I write the books I write. It's why we have it's called charismamag.com. We're changing it to mycharisma.com. We're making lots of changes online. We've got some big, big books coming out this year. I'll just give you one hint. One of them's by Jonathan Kahn, and I believe it's his most explosive. And also, we have a new documentary coming out with Jonathan Kahn that is really a documentary of Harbinger 2. And we'll be talking more about that later. I didn't really intend to turn this into a little commercial, but it kind of ties into all the stuff we're doing. And I just, every once in a while, I probably need to give you an update. I've done it on the last page of the magazine for years. And now on podcast, I guess I'm doing the same thing. One of the reasons the podcast grows, any podcast grows, is because people share it. And it helps us if you share it. If you listen on iTunes or Spotify or Podcast Addict or any of those, it helps us if you subscribe, if you give a good rating. It kind of makes us move up whatever reports they give, the priority list, so to speak, in terms of searches and everything else. Of course, our biggest audience, or at least my biggest audience by far, is our own Charisma Podcast Network. Is people who come there because they know that not only my podcast, but the other ones we do here at Charisma. And also, we've got nearly 300 podcasters. Many of them are my personal friends, and I'm blessed to be able to give these people a platform. But let me go back and talk about what's happening with Clay Clark and this reset. The conversation I had with him recently was so interesting. I begged him to do a podcast with me to talk about H.R. 666. I mean, there is a House bill called 666. There's another one that is 060606. I mean, I don't want to be superstitious about this. We don't believe in superstition, but you have to believe that something's going on. It can't just be a coincidence. So I'll wrap this up by, I'll be promoting Clay Clark's next podcast because I think it's just so important. Also, if you go to one of his tours and you heard me talk about it, come up and say something to me about it. We like that kind of two-way communication. And also, if you have something you want to say or a criticism or maybe a praise report of some time, write me anytime you want to at info@charismamedia.com. I get every single one of them, but it's easy to remember. Everybody uses info@charismamedia.com. It's interesting that we had one listener in Iowa. I've talked about him before. In fact, now he's a podcaster. I listened to his podcast just 2 or 3 days ago. It was magnificent. His name is Ryan Howard. And he wrote me, and I was pleased with what he said. I don't need to go into all the details, but we started emailing. I talked to him on the telephone, and I was with him last week in a small group of businessmen meeting, and we were kind of laughing on how we got to know each other initially, and it's because he responded by sending me an email. Now, disclaimer, I can't promise that to everybody, but I will promise that I will read every single one of them and respond as necessary. Also, I hope that you go to my website. It's stevestrangbooks.com. It's my name, Steve Strang, the word books with an S. No spaces. All my books are there. You can get specials. You can get books that are autographed. And later on, I'll be talking more about God and cancel culture. I will mention, I have a separate podcast for God and cancel culture. It's all about the book or the interviews I did. Actually, I'm putting a big push on it to where I'm going to start interviewing people who have been canceled. I did that separately because I didn't want Strang Report to become a commercial for my book, of course, and because there are a lot of people who are interested in cancel culture itself as a topic who may not know who Steve Strang is and wouldn't listen to the Strang Report. But I'm really pushing that. I believe in podcasts, as you can tell. It's a wonderful platform for me personally. I looked up the numbers right before I started this recording, and God and Cancel Culture has had 250,000 downloads since January. And as I told you, the Strang Report, just under 1 million. And even my podcast, God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, which I did for the same reason, so that it wasn't a commercial. I have done nothing since Donald Trump left office. I haven't promoted it. I haven't added a new one. And this year, I already have 50,000 downloads. There are a lot of podcasts out there on Spotify who don't even come close to that in a year. So it's just amazing. I'm not bragging. You know, anytime you talk about how big you are, there's someone who's bigger. And I was reading about Joe Rogan, who's the biggest of all in the podcast world, who has a couple million a day. And of course, I can only dream of those kind of numbers. But, you know, I'm thankful for the platform the Lord has given me. And you must like it if you've listened this far. And so anyway, let's go over it. Write me at info@charismamedia.com. Check out stevestrangbooks.com. Share this with others. And tune in again tomorrow for another episode, now in video as well as in audio, of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com.